As with the shotgun and the pistol, we needed a gate for the flashlight to ensure the player couldn't proceed without it. We tried a number of designs around the moment where the player collected the flashlight, but they all ended up being about the player picking up an object, and not specific to that object being a flashlight. Given that the flashlight's primary function is to provide light, we felt the gate needed to be an area of darkness. We also really wanted the player to be excited to get the flashlight, and that meant they had to experience darkness before collecting the flashlight. This turned out to be an interesting challenge, because we already had many poorly lit areas prior to this, and now we needed an area that was so dark that players would correctly interpret it as a gate. Our initial implementation was simply to ensure there were no lights within the hallway. Unfortunately, playtesting immediately showed that wasn't enough. Some VR headsets have extremely low black levels, and on those headsets, enough light bounced in from this lit area to enable players to move forward. In addition, our low ground fog provided just enough contrast in the dark hallway for players to make out the scene and stumble through it. Even once we removed fog and bounce light in this area, we saw yet other ways that players tried to move forward. Some players would fire their pistol repeatedly, using the muzzle flash as a strobing light source. Others would use the teleport targeting UI to probe the room, because at that point in the project, it had a small light source attached to it. In the end, we disabled muzzle flashes inside the hallway, and the teleport UI lost its light. The final step was the addition of some dialogue from Alex, commenting on the darkness and her need for a light source. This was aimed at solving a perceptual problem. Up until now, our game has taught players that their goal is to continue moving forward. And any time that forward progress is blocked, it's because there's something in the local area that needs solving. Given that structure, it's entirely rational for players to do everything they can to find some way to see in the darkness ahead. Alex's dialogue is aimed at telling the player that the game has recognized their attempts to move forward here. But the solution lies elsewhere. Subsequent playtesting showed us that this dialogue, coupled with the brightly lit area containing zombies off to the right, helped tug players past the darkness entrance and on towards the flashlight.